The Ash, Lutzy and Susie O'Neill podcast.
Friday pod.
Hey yo.
Yes indeed. It's been a big week.
It has been a big week. I'm in Sydney today. I just went downstairs.
When are you back, mate? Sorry.
I'll come back tomorrow, but I just hopped in the lift, and thankfully I'm only on the fifth floor, but I hopped in the lift to come back upstairs just then to do my job.
Yeah.
Because I'm a professional.
You are a professional.
And I bloody hop in the lift on the ground floor in the foyer.
Yeah.
And there's two kids, brothers, I assume, and they've pressed every bloody button. They're going up to the ninth floor, and I had to stop at every freaking floor. Now, thankfully, I was only on the fifth, and these two kids.
How old were they?
Young.
I mean, where are the question I asked is, where are the parents? Yeah. I mean, 13, yes, 24, 10.
Exactly. 13, 13, 32.
Where have you been?
Yes.
When your kids are destroying someone else's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have strangled them. They had a guilty look on their face when I hopped in.
They thought they were going to ride solo, were they?
I think they were just, it was probably like, well, Kiffin, let me press the button. No, I'm going to press it. Well, I'm going to press this one. You're going to press this one. I'll press this one. And then I've hopped in.
And you jumped in last minute.
Took me a while to sort of work out exactly what was going on. I stopped at the first floor. I'm like, no one hopped in. And then I looked at the buttons and I went,
what's the policy on smacking someone else's kids?
Yeah, I know. I better find that out, actually.
I think it's frowned upon. Imagine that. Look, I've brought your kids back, mum and dad. I gave them a hiding. Imagine that these days. That stuff would have been okay in the 70s.
Yeah. I told you about the time I had once where we had this kid. His name was Baxter. This is where my kids were like young, six or seven or so. And Baxter had a sleepover, and I'm sitting there watching the footy in the living room, and somehow or other we had a pillow fight, and I went to hit one of the kids with the pillow, and as I've sort of cocked my arm back to sort of, reload.
Yeah, the pillow.
I elbowed this kid, Baxter. I elbowed him in the face, and it was just like, oh my God, I felt so bad. I was like, oh no. I've got to take him back to his parents, and I've gone, listen, Baxter, free shot. You get a free shot on me, and all the kids all laugh.
That's the answer to the problem.
Yeah, and
kids, I just put my...
Violence with violence.
Throw violence at violence is the answer.
Yep.
Yes.
In every situation.
You get a free shot, Baxter. You get a free shot, mate. I'm so sorry, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they're giggling. Levi and Sid are giggling, and Baxter's giggling, and they're going, yeah. And I'm going, mate, hit as hard as you want. Mm. And he's hit me, and he got me right on the top of the top of the nose.
Baxter was the under-9s Gold Coast Golden Gloves.
my nose started bleeding, and
you cried. Did you cry?
And it was just like I think it nearly knocked me out. And what they'd done is they had raced to the fridge and they put an orange in the bottom of the pillowcase. And so he effectively...
Oh, okay. He didn't punch you. He hit you with a
pillowcase. No. I said you get a free shot
with a pillow.
With a pillow. You can hit me as hard as you want,
with orange the pillow. In it?
They put an orange in the bottom of
that
the pillowcase.
Sick little...
They're clever, aren't they?
Oh, my God.
That's sadistic.
I dropped him off to his mum's the next day. And he was fine. Like, he didn't have a mark on him. I had two black eyes. Like, my nose was swollen. Yeah, I told her. I said, listen, this is what happened last night. Yeah. Like, seriously, that's assault. Isn't it?
That is actually almost grievous bodily. Like, that's assault with a weapon.
Mm. Assault with a deadly fruit.
Deadly fruit.
I wish that had made the paper. Brad and I'm seen walking out.
Oh, God.
The Southport Magistrates Court.
Oh. You know when you get hit, though, and my nostrils start, I've got blood coming out of the nostrils, then you get that, your eyes just start watering as well. It's like, what the freaking hell?
The Ash, Lutzy and Susie O'Neill podcast.